Day 326 of A Dreamer's Reality, and today I have another question for you. Are you advertising your dream? You know, we talked about if you're confident enough, you'll go out and you'll say it, you'll go out and you'll proclaim it to the world because you'll be confident. You won't be scared that, you know, you're going to be wrong or that maybe, you know, people are going to judge you or whatever. You can't be worried about that. You can't be worried about those sort of things. So are you advertising your dream? And even though you might not be where you think you are yet, you can even advertise your dream if you haven't made it yet. In terms of actual advertising, you can, you know, start documenting your dream, your journey, right? I do it a lot. That's kind of why I started this as well. I'm documenting my journey to success, documenting my journey to my dream, documenting, and in that term, you know, and there, in that sense, I'm advertising my dream as well. So when I make it, then people can look back on where I was, what I was doing, and they can, you know, in turn, start their own process, start their own dream off of maybe modeling me and what I did. And that way, you can start advertising your dream as well. You can advertise your dream so much that you can actually start making possibly a little money before you get successful, before you think you've made it. You might even be able to get some sponsors that, you know, if say you're going into, you know, you're trying to start this business about selling something, you know, cigars, for instance. If you want to sell cigars, maybe you start talking to cigar businesses and you get a sponsor even though you haven't made it yet, and you work your way that way, you know. There's a lot of different ways to do it. So in my opinion, you should start advertising your dream if you haven't already. And again, if just let me know on my website, you know, www.thedreamercode.com. Just let me know, have a little conversation about it, and I'll see you guys tomorrow.